সুন্দরবন, আমাদের সুন্দরবন, সুন্দরীটাম আমাদের সুন্দরবন।
Shornu Chitrakor sings the song of the Sundarbans, the great mangrove forests of India. As she sings, she unrolls a scroll that shows life in the mangrove delta. Tigers pursue a herd of multicolored fleeing deer. Snowy white birds fly over blue waters. A bearded sage sits in meditation at the mouth of the river.
আমি নিজে নিজেই করেছি, আমি যেগুলো দেখেছি ওইগুলো ভেবেই করেছি।
Chitrakor says she painted the pictures and wrote the song after going down to the Sundarbans with a group of tram enthusiasts. That's right, tram enthusiasts. On her scroll, I can see the boxy streetcars running along the top and the bottom. It seems odd. Streetcars don't run in the mangrove forests and waterways of the Sundarbans. And no Sundari trees grow along the tram lines of Kolkata. But Chitrakor sings of tram stops in Dharmatala and Goriahat and Taliganj. There is a connection, says Roberto De Andrea. The Sundarbans is a natural buffer against cyclones that could devastate Kolkata.
The Sundarbans are a huge carbon sink. It breathes in so much of that carbon dioxide and gives us oxygen. In return, like mangrove routes and tram routes.
And the trams are a green means of transportation.
Trams, the natural world go hand in hand. Trams help the natural world because they help lower air pollution and carbon emissions.
De Andrea is a retired tram conductor from Melbourne, Australia. Melbourne's trams date back to 1885. Kolkata's horse-drawn trams started running in 1873. And as trams fight for survival in a car-clogged city, De Andrea and a group of tram enthusiasts have been fighting for three decades to save them. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The Tram Jatra Festival always has a theme. One year it was cricket, another year local Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore. This year, says filmmaker Mohadeb Shi, co-curator of the festival, they decided to bring the Sundarbans into the conversation. Not to teach anyone how to save the Sundarbans or trams, but to create a platform to learn from each other.
Well, I mean, we're not trying to teach, you know, people, you know, how to save Sundarban or how to save Kolkata. We just thought we'll create a platform.
The government wants to get rid of streetcars, saying there's not enough road space. They want to expand the metro system and bring in electric buses. Citizen groups have sued in court to stop them. Pradeep Kakkar with the citizens group Public, which is a litigant in that lawsuit, says Kolkata is already bracing for record high temperatures.
One major contributor to heat in the city is carbon emissions. Trams do extremely well in reducing carbon emissions.
Facts and figures, science and research, lawsuits and protests are all important, but so is popular culture. The gaily painted tram with pictures of tigers and storks on its side and sculptures of striped snakes and red crabs is another way to draw more people into the conversation. The Tram Jatra volunteers perform the sounds of the birds and beasts of the Sundarbans for the onlookers. De Andrea and his team hand out little cards to the passengers. One shows a panting tiger in a desert landscape, summer tiger. Another shows a tiger clinging to a branch as water levels rise, monsoon tiger. Tigers showing the effects of climate change.
That are already showing extreme heat in the summer, sea level rise, and cyclones that are stronger.
Then De Andrea hands out a card with a happy tiger giving two thumbs up in front of a streetcar. Porivesh Bondhu, or friend of the environment, he says with a smile in his broken Bengali. The Tram Jatra volunteers are all dressed for the part as well. Their green shirts have a pattern of mangrove leaves on their chest, like lungs, says De Andrea.
Two mangrove leaves on our lungs and mangrove roots, which let the salt out once the tide's gone down. So we are all things mangrove.
and all things tram. Rajesh Shinde jumps on the streetcar singing songs about trams with gusto. Then he pulls out a tiger puppet to tell a story about climate change as well as the tram trundles down the street. He says the best part of the day was when ordinary people just boarded the tram, not knowing what was going on.
We started a conversation and they were interested in the stories. And they tried to understand what's happening to the climate.
In the end, we are creatures of stories. The Sundarbans has a treasure trove of them about jungle goddesses and tigers and honey collectors, stories told through poetry, song and high drama.
Mama bolish beta kare, ami noi tor ma, bolte parish bolish mure baba.
And the trams are part of Kolkata's heritage, trundling through so many classic films set in the city. Over the Sundarbans tram jatra, these stories came together. Whether they can create a new story together remains to be seen, but hurdles remain on the way, literally. As the Sundarbans tram trundled down the street, it immediately came to a halt. Someone had left their car parked on the tracks. Finally, the driver appeared. Faced with angry protests, he said sheepishly he needed to use the bathroom. He didn't think a tram would come. The mortified driver sped off after a good tongue lashing. But for the streetcars of Kolkata and the mangroves of Sundarbans, other hurdles might be harder to overcome. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.